for the deputy campaign director for Bush 41, losing the presidential election was the kind of loss that people don't recover from quickly in Washington, D.C., or at least they didn't then. That particular loss made me the poster child for failure and disgrace. A year before, Poppy Bush had been a beloved president. Everybody enjoyed his amusing antics and thought he was a charming, stately, earnest, honest, accomplished shoo-in for re-election, a re-elect campaign we kicked off with a 91% approval rating. He had managed the messy collapse of the communist bloc with prudence and strategic foresight. He'd led us stoutly through the first Gulf War with seamless leadership. There were pockets of localized recessionary problems, but the overall 1992 economy grew at 5.7%. After a half decade of Obamanomics, you probably don't recognize that number. He launched 1,000 points of light, leveraging the American spirit of compassion and service to others. Further, he had unprecedented experience in more fields than any three normal people could accomplish in three lifetimes, including successes in business, intelligence operations, diplomacy, as well as local, state, and national politics. And most impressive of all, he excelled professionally while maintaining a first-rate marriage to a firecracker and universally beloved wife and raising five exceptional kids. Oh yeah, he was also a super athlete and a refined man. Whenever I see him, then or now, these words spring to mind: duty, honor, country. Besides all those things, I loved Poppy for personal reasons, too. As I said in All's Fair, he took me under his wing in my worst days, right after my mother died, and secondly, he was unfailingly loyal to people and a genuinely good guy. When our campaign death spiraled, this historic president and stand-up statesman was caricatured as a one-term loser, and everybody associated with him, or at least those who didn't jump on the trash Bush bandwagon, degenerated into radioactive, toxic material. And politics being politics, when the chips were down and Poppy started sinking in the polls, very few people, his family and oldest friends aside, seemed eager to go out and publicly defend him. So it became my job to go out on TV, radio, in print, and even on Target State street corners and defend, along with making plenty of take-no-prisoners attacks on his opponents, which came pretty naturally to me.